world. Well, that's just one more of Mr. Carter's stories that won't hold water. I think America has a right to expect better. America deserves better. A few times anyone has been able to pierce the curtain of secrecy that surrounds Mr. Carter and whatever he stands for, the picture we have seen is not one of which America can be proud. It's small wonder Mr. Carter hides himself and his intentions behind a fog of meaningless, and I say meaningless, generalities. That is either a concession to decency or an act of expediency, and I think we can guess which. And I would only say finally that we have today a man whom we can be proud of, a man we can trust, a man who is a known quantity, a man who is predictable, a man of proven quality, a man who doesn't feel compelled to tell us he won't lie, because his entire life and record of public service is evidence of his character, living testimony to the fact that he won't lie. And I just say to my friends in Tennessee and everywhere else that I've been, and Howard can say this, and John Duncan can say this, and Bill Brock would say it, and others would say it who know Jerry Ford, whatever happens on November 2nd, and according to those poll results, and I can't reveal the source, they're very encouraging, let's put it that way. Whatever happens, if we should lose, and we're not going to lose, as one commentator said about 4 or 5 weeks ago, whether Jerry Ford wins or loses, he's still the same decent, honest, open, candid American he was when he assumed the awesome responsibilities of President of the United States. And that says a great deal about a man, or a woman, or anyone for that matter. And I would just say, as Howard has said, and I know as Bill Brock has said, and John Duncan has said, and others have said who help us as Republicans, oh, it's great to win because we're Republicans, and I figured out in the process that if Ford makes it, I'm going to make it. So I have sort of a special interest. I guess we all want to sort of win for that reason. Some of us want to win for that reason. It's nice to have Republicans in the White House. But above and beyond that, and I hope more important than the fact that we're Republicans and therefore just want any Republican, we really take a cold, hard look at these two men and their philosophies and their record and their promises and their background. And you can take a good, hard look at the second man if you want. I think half the people now have heard that I'm not the pineapple juice, that I'm something else. It's better for you than peanut butter. It won't stick to the roof of your mouth. But I... but I should remind you that Senator Mondale is a very fine person. Howard knows that. He works hard. He's just going in the wrong direction all the time. All the time he's going in the wrong direction. He rates ahead of McGovern in every liberal rating in America. And you thought McGovern was liberal? You ought to take a look at McGovern and then Mondale, right up and down the line. McGovern never had a chance. He never had a chance against a real liberal. And that's Walter Mondale. I haven't selected my makeup man yet for Friday night, but he's got his, George Meany. If you want a ticket, we can't be your geographical neighbors because it's harder to get closer than where Jimmy's from to you when we live in Kansas and Michigan. But we can be your philosophical neighbor. That's really more important. It's not where a person lives. It's how does he think and what does he think about. And I just believe, finally, that if you take a look at the Ford Dole ticket, oh, yes, there are 2 four-letter words. 2 you won't find in Playboy, I might say that. 2 four-letter words you won't find in Playboy. but two four-letter words that I believe mean moderate to conservatism in the right sense. And on the other hand, you have Carter Mondale. Very, very liberal. Don't let Jimmy Carter fool anyone about his conservative streak. I can't think of the Liberal Party in New York endorsing anybody who isn't a true liberal. You've got to be a litmus paper liberal to be endorsed by the New York Liberal Party, and he was. And Walter Mondale is no conservative. He's got a 95 ADA rating. That's not the American Dairy Association. That's the Americans for Democratic Action, the most liberal group in America. And George McGovern is chairman of that group, but one of his pupils has got a higher score than he has. And Walter Mondale must have a 94, I think, this year, AFL-CIO rating. He was absent one time. Might have been 100. And so I just say, take a look at our records, as you do in the state of Tennessee. And that's why you send us outstanding senators like Baker and Brock and outstanding congressmen like John Duncan. And you take a look at our records, and you'll send President Ford back to the White House to remain in the White House for four more years. Thanks very much.